This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. And now we move to the after-action review of this crazy election, this theft in the night. Joining me now to discuss it, because he's a little cooler than I am sometimes, but he is my colleague, he is my friend, and, you know, he is the host of Armed American Radio. That would be Mark Walters. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. How the heck are you? Calmer than you. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, okay. Well, let's see who can get each other's. I've got a blood pressure monitor. If you want to monitor yours, we'll see how far it goes.
No, I haven't used my blood pressure monitor in a couple weeks intentionally.
I gotcha. So, how much space does 138,000 ballots take up?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about physical space, it takes up quite a bit.
Would you think like a semi-truck or a box truck, perhaps?
Yeah, I guess I know where you're going with this. And I think that, you know, when you said crazy, you were right on the mark. You know, this isn't over by a stretch yet, you know. And listen, I got to do solids where solids are due. I got to give a solid to Biden, who just a few moments ago spoke, and he said, look, I'm not here to declare myself the winner, okay? I didn't have a problem with him saying that. He knows that this isn't over yet. This is going to courts. My suspicion is this is going to the Supreme Court, and that's my suspicion. I think he knows that as well. And the margin of victory in some of these states is so small it will trigger recounts. I mean, Michigan and Wisconsin are razor thin. Nevada, very strange state when you look at it. Most people generally don't look at it from an electoral map standpoint, but you've got the northwest county where Reno is and the southeast county where Las Vegas is, and it blue, and the rest of the counties in the state, which are about 14, are all red.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, you got six votes there. They still haven't called Alaska yet. Fox News did a horrific, terrible job, probably going to cost them millions of loyal viewers over the course of the next several days. A terrible coverage with Chris Wallace and their coverage of, you know, calling Virginia with less than 1% of precincts reporting within minutes of the polls closing, calling Arizona with a million votes outstanding. Whether they wind up being right or not, it was just insane when they were leaving Florida and Texas wide open, both of those moving for Trump, and they knew it. You know, Pennsylvania, if you go back to 2016, Bill, they would have never called these races the way they called them in 2020.
Right.
And it's legitimate to ask why.
Well, you know, there's this one county in Michigan that everybody there is like, there's no way that this went for Biden. And they're showing the numbers, and they're like, they've superimposed them and flipped them. And the 138,000 votes, Biden won that state or pulled ahead in that state by what? Half of that. Right?
Right.
And I mean, yeah, they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. They're trying to do something. And but let me ask you this, just from a strategic point of view. Now, they haven't contested the results of anything. So all that's out there that they might possibly contest would be if Trump contests these states and they say, on the recount, we find this for Trump. They might contest that, but it's not going to be quite the legal operation that some of these people thought it was going to be, because everything's sort of out in front of them now, isn't it?
Well, it is. And look, you saw this developing 2 to 3 days prior to the election when the mayor of Philadelphia said, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get a winner on election night. The mayor of Philadelphia was telling us that. And that was, of course, backed up by Tom Wolf, who is just an insidious progressive creature himself, who made it very clear that the mayor of Philadelphia was correct. And then you saw Biden last night in that very bizarre early statement when about 10 states were still out and about seven of them were leaning red at the time.
Right.
When Biden made that statement, and you, in conjunction with what you saw from Wolf and what you saw from the Philly mayor, it became obvious to me what they were doing. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got this stoppage down here in the state of Georgia because of a water main break in Fulton County. it was apparent to me that they were pulling a Stacey Abrams type of gig. And this is, you know, the Democrats play pool like this. It's what they do. They're Democrats. And we've witnessed this for years. But Stacey Abrams' strategy was to declare herself a victor when she was about 100,000 votes down and couldn't make them up. And she wound up losing the state by well over 50-plus thousand votes. She never conceded, and she immediately made it clear to the Democrats that she lost the election because it was stolen from her. That's how they set it up. And that's exactly what they're doing to Trump. They're setting him up with that early bizarre statements from Biden. And it worked. I'm going to tell you, it worked. It put Trump on his heels, and then he fell right into the trap with the whole declaring himself the winner deal. That was a very awkward position that he was put in. But now they have flipped the script effectively, and they've done it with the help of the mainstream media, not the least of which was Fox News, whose coverage was just terrible, terrible coverage, with a combination of Donna Brazile, Juan Williams, and that insidious, as I said, Chris Wallace, just awful coverage from Fox. And I don't know. I mean, will they recover from it? I don't know. They've lost a lot of viewers. I know that.
But. Well, I mean, they basically sort of unmasked themselves to go along with the rest of the left, because the left is no longer, they make no pretense about any of the stuff they want to do.
Well, that's absolutely 100% correct. And let's remember who owns Fox now, and that's the Murdoch brothers, both liberals. Their father's no longer there, Rupert. And, Fox would have never, ever, ever played this. It was just very bizarre to watch last night.
Yeah.
When they were dumping on Arizona early, Virginia early. You know, you shouldn't be able to do that. If people were sitting there wondering, what are you doing and why aren't you? Florida continued to trend upwards for Trump. Now, look, I'll be honest with you. I made a mistake on this thing. In 2016, I closed out my show on Tuesday on Election Day, saying millions of Americans will be shell-shocked the next day. Tomorrow morning, Trump plus 300 electoral votes. Trump won with 306 electoral votes. The mistake I made when I predicted the election call this year was I predicted that Trump would keep what he had in the upper Midwest, would hold on to Arizona, and I saw possibly, as a surprise, I saw Minnesota flipping.
Right.
And if you added those together with Arizona plus the 10 in Minnesota, that was 316. That's how I came to that conclusion. I knew we had a problem last night when I saw Arizona called. And when I heard it was called with still a million votes outstanding, I was wondering what was going on behind the scenes at Fox News, as were millions of other Americans, evidenced by the fact that Brett Baer and Martha McCallum were questioning those gurus behind the scenes, you know, fairly aggressively. I'll give them that. Why are you doing this? People are wanting to know what's happening here, and why haven't we called Florida? Why haven't we called Texas? Why haven't we called Georgia? Trump was up 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania with 65% of precincts reporting, and Fox was just sitting on it. I just don't think we would have seen that in 2016. And to me, that looks – I'm a huge critic of the mainstream media. And in a Biden administration, you're going to see the mainstream media literally out themselves as state-run propaganda. We've known they've been going that way for a long time, but you will see it outright in a Biden administration, no question about it.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break before we start going down the next primrose path. Now, Mark does something that is referred to as the Monster Show, which is Armed American Radio, which comes on when? On Sunday?
Sunday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. on about 250 stations, growing like a weed, another 200-plus cable radio network stations and a whole lot of places.
And then the Daily Show, which is the 1 hour. What do you call that one? I never get that right.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's airing from the GunBroker.com studios from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific.
There you go. And that's on Salem Broadcasting. It's very hard to miss him because he's all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are discussing things with the host of Armed American Radio. That would be Mark Walters, the Calm. I prefer to think, I called Mark earlier today and I'm tired, I was up all night, and well, I was in a state when I got you today. But hey, you know.
Well, hey, listen, we both are. Let me make that very clear. If I could, may I take an opportunity to convey to our listeners now a message from Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation,
please
he asked me to convey to my listeners today. He asked me to convey this message to my listeners today, and I wanted to convey it to our listeners here right now if I could. And I want people to realize and understand that freedom is always an uphill battle, no question about it. And sometimes we have to go through the meat grinder to achieve our goals, and it's possible we may have to do that now. But what Alan wanted me to reiterate to each and every one of you is that remember that if Donald Trump is unable to pull out this second term, if the Democrats are able to take this second term, to remind you that we had a full term with Donald Trump that was, in fact, divine intervention, that did stave off a Hillary Clinton 4 years that may very well have turned into a second 4 years had it not been for Donald Trump jumping in there. And he wanted me to remind you never to forget that because of that, we were able to shore up our federal courts for many, many years to come. We do have the Supreme Court, and as it stands right now, we have the Senate acting as a firewall, at least through this Biden term. And it's very important to remember that 4 years from now, America is going to do this all over again. And
yep.
Thank God we're in the position we are because of Donald Trump, and thank God Hillary Clinton was not the one that was running for a second term, and somebody else that we don't know that could very well have been defeated. So we want to thank God that Donald Trump was in there and was able to stave that off. And that's a solid message from Alan, and I want to convey that to listeners as well. Always find a silver lining, but let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's pray that that Trump is able to pull this out. We never know. This is not over yet.
Oh, no. I mean, Arizona's still in play. I think Nevada's still in play. He's going to get the Michigan. Michigan just got stolen. Wisconsin, there's a lot of odd things happening. But do you think the Republican Party has learned from Trump to be a little more brawler types now?
Yes. Yes. I can answer that before you ask it. Look, this was not a big win. First of all, this was not a win for the Democrats, and a Biden win is not a win for America. This country is devastatingly polarized. A Biden victory is not going to pull us together. The Democrats have no intention of singing Kumbaya with you, with myself, and with you, listener. It isn't going to happen in our lifetimes. Their sole focus is absolute power, globalism, and socialism for this country. They aim to do whatever they have to do to get to that point, and we're going to see that manifest itself over the course of the next 4 years. We unfortunately will, and this is, again, part of my off-air conversation with Mr. Gottlieb today, we will see, more than likely, within the first 100 days, if Biden pulls this out, a flurry of executive action against our guns. Fortunately, from a legislative standpoint, there's no reason Mitch McConnell will play in any way, shape, or form with gun control with the Senate. However, the Democrat-controlled House is going to attempt a massive gun control package. Think what you saw in Virginia. You know, that happened when they took the reins of power there for a minute, quarter century. And it will be able to be back at the Senate. But the Democrats will use that as a tool. Look, Michael Burke spent hundreds of dollars, and I promise you he's going to expect payback, and Biden's going to pay him back with Harris as well. Expect to see a flurry of executive action coming up quickly. This is we've got a lot of work to do over the next 4 years if in fact he pulls this out.
Absolutely. Do you think the my understanding looking at this is I'm looking at the House, the margin by which the Democrats hold the majority right now has narrowed.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's expecting the squad to pull Pelosi further to the left. And do you think that sort of sets them up in the midterms to lose it?
I absolutely do. When America gets a taste of what Biden and Harris do, look, I'm not convinced, and as I'm sure you're probably not either, and a lot of Americans aren't convinced, that Biden's going to survive through that first 2 years. And I don't mean survive physically.
No.
I mean, survive it in any way, shape, or form. I'm not convinced that he's going to make it through, you know, that first 2 years. And as crazy it is to say, there is a real possibility if he pulls this out that Kamala Harris, who couldn't get 1% in her own party's primary and had to pull out before any votes were calculated, could wind up the president of the United States. And if that happens, I'm pretty confident you're going to see Americans say, we don't want this. This isn't the direction we want for this country. Because they're really going to show their tail end. So, yes, like Virginia is now, we may very well have to go through the meat grinder. But I want people to know that I believe this from the bottom of my heart. Freedom will always prevail in the long run. And while it might be an uphill road from time to time, this country is far bigger than those idiots.
Yeah, it's the instinctive place to go for just everybody that thinks, isn't it? Freedom is the instinctive place to go. Their agenda is not going to go anywhere with McConnell in place. And now, I've lived for a long time in agony that Lindsey Graham was my senior senator. And to last night, I cannot tell you how much immense pleasure I saw him winning, because I think the brawler in him has been lit up. And he beat back a $108 million challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the brawler in him was lit up when his good friend John McCain passed away, and he knew that Donald Trump was the president, and he saw the writing on the wall. I think Lindsey Graham had an epiphany of sorts. I used to give him a really hard time, and I actually donated to his campaign multiple times this year because I knew how important it was that he held. And yeah, that would have been nightmarish had he lost. But he won, you know, with a significant victory. But the fact of the matter is, I'm with you on that. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd be giving Lindsey Graham money. But I think Lindsey Graham has had an epiphany. He understands how the Democrats play pool. He's been burned. I think the days of Lindsey Graham saying, "Ms. Kagan, I might not agree with you politically, but I think you're a fine judge, and I think you're going to make a fine justice, and you'll get my vote." I think those days are long gone.
Yeah.
After he watched what the Democrats did to Kavanaugh and what he thought they were going to do to ACB with him at the helm of that committee.
Yeah. So that's we do have some silver linings. The other thing is now all of these things like COVID that they've been claiming that it's Trump's fault that COVID exists. Right. Now they got it. If they win, they've got it. It's going to be their baby. Show us how. And that's going to go nowhere. That's going to be the craziest stuff we've ever seen in our lives.
Well, you're just going to see that. You know, look, don't be surprised to see the media just brush COVID off. We've been predicting for a long time. At some point in time, you're going to look in the rearview mirror and go, "Hey, whatever happened to COVID?" So, you know, after January, after inauguration in January, if Biden but does pull this thing out, don't expect the media to be harping on it. It's going to be a lot like Iraq. I'm sure you and listeners remember George Bush. We were getting a body count every single day. As soon as Barack Obama was elected, the body count stopped in the media. Don't be surprised to see that happen with COVID as well. All of a sudden, look back and whatever happened to that?
We're about to run out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join me. I know you just got off the air, and it can only be so much fun to do so much radio per day. So thank you.
It absolutely is. Thank you much for having me. I wish I could do more time with you. Thank you, Bill, as usual.
Roger that. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. When we get back, going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, writer, Ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
Joe Biden's comments on Wednesday with his vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, by his side. The Trump campaign is filing lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Michigan, laying the groundwork for contesting the outcome in the undecided battleground states, that could determine whether President Trump gets another 4 years in the White House. Suits in both states are demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. The campaign also asking for a recount in Wisconsin, a state that has been called for the Biden campaign Wednesday. Voter turnout in Wisconsin this year was just over 89% compared to 2016 when it was just over 67%. Kentucky voters are sending Mitch McConnell back to the Senate, McConnell defeating his Democrat opponent Amy McGrath on Tuesday, McConnell discussing his win over McGrath.
A statement by the people of Kentucky, I think that they like having someone from our state be able to help set the national agenda and to look out for Middle America and for Kentucky. Beyond my race, as all of you know, we picked up 13 seats in the state house. And I think even more significant, given the challenges Republicans have had in recent years in the suburbs, won back two seats here in Jefferson County that were lost.
Mike Bloomberg is seeing big losses after spending millions in a number of key states running up to Election Day. The former New York City mayor losing $100 million in investments in Florida, Ohio, and Texas in hopes of seeing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win over President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now we're going to shift. We're going to go from a radio colleague to a writer colleague of mine, and this is, he was out doing some community service, and now he joins us, still with us, and that is the most read writer in the, and I'm not talking about the color, in the United States in the gun niche, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm very glad to be here.
So, now one thing that I do want to discuss with you at some point, I know we talked about discussing the election, but you wrote an article about, I mean, just out of the blue, I don't guess anybody told him this or anything, but they've now sent Kyle Rittenhouse to Wisconsin.
Yes, and they did that last Friday, actually, and it was somewhat of a surprise. Now, I think most people realize that the odds of being able to prevent Kyle Rittenhouse, he was the young man who had to shoot three people in self-defense in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on August 25th, I believe, and there's extensive video from many angles about those shootings, and there is no question but he was running away and that people chased him and attacked him, and that's when he shot them, when they were trying to get his weapon or to inflict serious harm on him. And it's absurd to me that it isn't clear that this was self-defense. But the prosecutor there in Kenosha appears to be a serious leftist Democrat, and he was lobbied by Black Lives Matter to charge Kyle with murder. And Kyle's been charged with murder, and they tried to prevent his extradition from Illinois. He lived in just across the border from Wisconsin and Illinois, about 15 miles from Kenosha, and he worked as a lifeguard in Kenosha. So there were two hearings where they argued that they needed time to get their legal arguments together, and then they argued that he should not be sent. The judge ruled against them the second time, and they said they were going to appeal. And it appeared that he would be held in Illinois, at least this was the implication, at least until the appeal was heard. But that didn't happen. Within hours of the judge ruling against them, he'd been handed over to deputies, Kenosha County deputies, and is now in custody in Kenosha. Now, Illinois has a law that says that if you're the sentence of the crime you're accused with is life in prison, that you cannot have parole. You can't have bond, not parole. You can't be put out on bond. Bail bond will not be on bail. Bail will not be granted. But Wisconsin allows you to have bond in those cases to be bailed out, but they don't have any bail bondsmen like they do in Illinois. So you have to come up with the entire amount that the judge sets. Actually, it's not the judge that sets it. There's a bail board that's a kind of a bureaucratic thing in Wisconsin that sets the bond. And the bond in Wisconsin was set at $2 million. Well, that's a lot of money. I suspect that Kyle, will have it donated over time by a bunch of people. I don't know what it is up to right now, but it was, last I looked, it was over $500,000. So he will probably make bail. How long it will take, I don't know. But it seems extremely excessive bail since he turned himself in. He attempted to turn himself in that night. There's video of it. And the next morning, he turned himself in to, I think it was the police in his hometown in Illinois, just across the border from Wisconsin. So there was never any attempt to escape the law or to flee from the law. And he's 17-year-old and got an exemplary record. The biggest thing against him seems to be that he was a very outspoken supporter of law enforcement. So we live in this upside-down time where someone who is an outstanding supporter of law enforcement and whose all the evidence points towards self-defense is charged and kept in prison with a very high bond. Basically because he defended himself and he resisted the destruction of property. At least that's the way it looks to me.
Well, I mean, and he defended himself quite well. It wasn't a melee, right?
No, it wasn't. And there were serious threats against him that when they backed off, I mean, it was very quick. He could have shot a lot more people, but he didn't because they had stop being a threat.
Right. Which is, you know, that's... But, I mean, the thing is, everybody that attacked him, I mean, the first guy that he shot who threw something heavy at him and then tried to grab his gun, well, okay, what was he going to do if he grabbed that gun? That guy was a complete lunatic. I mean, I've looked at all of his stuff about him. Yeah, he was really damaged goods.
It appears he had tried to commit suicide twice in the recent history and had just been released from a hospital.
Right. Yep. And he defended himself against him. And then he came out, and the next guy he engaged, he did miss because some guy tried to stomp him, a flying stomp, and he missed.
Right.
Then skateboard dude showed up, and he got shot. And then guy with a pistol in his hand showed up, and he got shot. But all of these people that were attacking him, in one way, shape, or another, were offenders, weren't they? They had past criminal histories.
They were the aggressors in every case. Kyle was trying to leave their presence in every single case.
And the guy with the guy with the gun that lost his bicep, he hasn't been charged with anything, has he?
No. But now there is one other person has been charged, it appears, and that is in the very first shooting where the attacker who followed Kyle and then tried to get the pistol from him. As that attacker was chasing Kyle, another person who was behind that person on the other side of the attacker than Kyle fired a pistol in the air. And it's suspected that that might have been to try to create a situation in which Kyle would feel more threatened.
Right.
And that person has been arrested, and he has a long criminal record. But I couldn't tell if he had any felony convictions. It appeared that he had a number of cases where the offense was pled down to a misdemeanor from a felony. So it was unclear from the record that I saw if he had any felony convictions.
Right. Coming up on the last break, and for those of you that this article got published very recently, you can find this along with 1,600 plus others at Ammoland.com. The publisher of Ammoland, the editor-in-chief of Ammoland, Freddie Real, he has said out loud in front of a room full of other writers that more people read Dean's articles than anybody else in the gun space. And, well, I believe him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to writer Dean Weingarten, and, you know, I know this isn't over yet. This election is not over. But I am completely, I knew they were going to do anything they could to take Trump out. I'm astounded that they think we're going to fall for this and just say, well, okay.
Well, there's some positive things that have happened in the election.
Yes.
I mean, and we don't know what is going to happen with President Trump. But it is almost certain that the Republicans are going to hold the Senate. And that means that they won't be able to get through this radical agenda of packing the court, of adding 2 states, of reversing the tax bill that was put in. And we didn't gain the House, but it looks like we've gained 5 to 7 seats.
We narrowed it.
Say again?
We narrowed their majority.
We narrowed it considerably. And the question is, how did this happen, given that they threw everything, and I mean everything, all of their resources that they could possibly bring to bear, except for maybe nuclear war or out-and-out assassination, against President Trump and the administration, and they've been doing it, really, for almost 5 years, and they still were not able to out and out steal the election. I mean, it appears, we don't know how it'll go entirely, but President Trump may well yet prevail in Arizona and Michigan, and Wisconsin, it is not at all clear. It's very, very close.
In Arizona with the senatorial race, Martha McSally
very
and
close.
What did you think about these states that, because everybody's been using mail-in ballots, everybody's been voting early, right? But,
well, not everybody, but a considerable number of states.
Right.
And in Arizona, it's been going on for quite a while.
So, Did you notice that if it was for Biden, Fox News had no problem calling it for Biden? With
noticed that. It's absolutely nuts because everybody knows the early votes were predominantly Democrat and the later votes were predominantly Republican. And to call it that early, it's just it's obvious bias on the part of Fox.
Yep.
There's no question. There's no other way to see it. And more people are seeing it. It is my opinion that if you could somehow magically take away the votes of people who didn't watch anything but CNN or the ABC, NBC, CBS news as their news source, if you would give them, you know, a little bit of other news sources, Trump would have won outrageously quickly. The major old news media completely blocked the whole scandal about the Biden family and the tens of millions of dollars they've gotten from foreign sources. I mean, very little of that got out outside of what I would call the conservative information sphere. It was blocked. It was blocked by a lot. Now, a lot of it did get out. I don't know what penetration it had, but I believe that there is a significant section of voters who never heard about it and were not, you know, particularly motivated to vote for former Vice President Biden.
Right.
And, you know, what we see, though, is that the old media or the deep state, and they're really intertwined, they haven't been able to control the narrative. In spite of 4 years of nonstop lies about President Trump and the administration and people inside his own administration that stabbed him in the back and leaked things and basically created fraudulent stories about things that he supposedly did that he never did, and an impeachment and this, you know, what is it, 3.5-year investigation over nothing where they tried to make it as if he had somehow conspired with Russia when there was absolutely nothing there.
Right.
In spite of all of that, he still may well have won the election. We may have kept the Senate. We may have gained in the House. In spite of all that, it's amazing. It is absolutely incredible. And what it tells me is that we have been moving away from this powerful elite controlling the flow of information for a while. They were able to get Barack Obama in and get him reelected, but we very quickly took back the House. Now, a lot of the Republicans were Republican in name only, you know, and 40 of them resigned and
yep.
swung the House to the Democrats in 2018.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I'm not super pessimistic, but the fact that we have maintained the Senate is huge, huge, and they can't completely destroy the Republic in the next 2 years.
Well, they can't. They can't do it. I mean, they will hold the Senate through the entirety of Biden's first term should he win.
Well, there'll be. I don't know what the election is. Who's up for election in 2 years?
Well, not enough of them to matter because 30 of them were up for election this year.
Right, so. And there'll be another 33 or so up for election in 2 years. But I think that the ability of the elite that control the media and the deep state to control the narrative, I believe, is falling, and they're trying desperately to bring it up by having Google and Facebook and Twitter all censor conservatives and censor President Trump. But all that is slowly being known, too, that people know they're being lied to and manipulated. So,
well, the first thing I'm going to do, the first thing I'm going to do is if Trump doesn't win, I've been meaning to do this. I'm going to start consolidating everything and mirroring everything I do on social media on my website. And eventually, I'm going to say sayonara to all social media except for YouTube.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that game anymore.
Active on social media, and I really worry that if they haven't got control of the Senate, but we have these powerhouse tech giants that are, we're all in, essentially, for Biden.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to gain even more control is what I see. Nobody's holding them to account.
And that's if Trump does get reelected, then what happens, he may well be yet.
And if he does, and I think there's a real good chance that he will, then it's a different game. He may be able to clean out the old guard of deep staters at the Department of Justice and the FBI,
right,
who have been stabbing them in the back, as far as I can see. How else can you account for there being no serious investigation, really, or certainly no charges against the people who are involved in the Biden money transfers?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're going to know more on Friday. And before we run out of time, will you be with me on Friday?
I certainly intend to.
Yeah, we're going to know more about this on Friday. With each and every thing that keeps pop, you know, we know about 100,000 ballots that were found in Wisconsin. Nobody voted for Trump on those. 138,000 in Michigan. Nobody voted for Trump on those. Not only not Trump, but none of the third party. All for Biden. And
I think there's been, I read some article, and maybe about those 138,000, where he said there was the numbers were transposed, and that really there were like 15,000 for Biden and 138,000 for Trump.
Well,
in Michigan,
we're going to see. We're going to see. So anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, more fighting for us to go. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and now more than ever, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.